With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A review of the Health Services Authority's governance structures, leadership capability, and operational effectiveness identifies 11, quote, key challenges.
Together, these cover how the HSA sets direction, how decisions get made, how performance is tracked, how it communicates internally and externally, and its organizational culture.
Deputy Chief Officer in the Ministry of Health, XE Tomlinson-Panton, tells Radio K-Man the KPMG assessment started back in January to identify practical opportunities to strengthen the authority. The assessment identified 11 key challenges and 47 opportunities for improvement across five governance pillars. The Honorable Catherine Ebanks-Wilk says her ministry, the HSA Board, and the HSA leadership will work together to develop a phased implementation plan to address the report's recommendations.
All 47 recommendations are seen as the ministry as a priority. None of them are being set aside. The only difference will be the timeline for implementation.
The first step is the establishment of a governance implementation steering group within the next 3 months. That group will oversee implementation of the report's recommendations and coordinate actions across the responsible parties. Alongside this, an independent clinical operational review will be commissioned to provide an objective assessment of the authority's clinical services and operational performance. You can read the full report online at gov.ky. In other news, the Planning Authority gives the green light for two government planning proposals. The Central Planning Authority approved the Port Authority's application to install removable shade structures and fencing along Seafarers Way in central Georgetown. Before the meeting, the Department of Environment flagged that the port is, quote, vulnerable due to coastal positioning, facing significant winds and wave action during hurricanes and nor'westers, recommending that the shades be easily dismantled and stored ahead of any forecasted inclement weather. As part of the green light, the CPA ruled that before any work, the Port Authority does need to submit a construction methodology to the Department of Environment for review and approval, and that the structure be demountable so it, quote, can be removed and securely stored in advance of forecast severe weather. The Health Services Authority also got a thumbs up on its two change of use applications at the Georgetown Hospital. The first change involves converting 1,700 square feet from administrative offices to a pediatric outpatient clinic, and the second, a conversion of 1,500 square feet from the women's health offices and treatment rooms to an adolescent mental health clinic. You can find the full meeting summary at planning.ky. In regional news, the European Union has given five Caribbean nations notice that they need to end their citizenship by investment programs or risk losing visa-free access to Europe's Schengen area by 2028. Currently, foreigners can obtain citizenship in one of the countries by making a qualified investment in its economy, such as buying real estate or contributing to a government fund. Passports from one of these nations allow visa-free travel to some 140 countries and territories. With costs starting around $200,000, these citizenship by investment programs provide vital revenue to the Caribbean nations. The EU has sent letters to the governments of Antigua and Barbuda, Dominica, Grenada, St. Lucia, and St. Kitts and Nevis. According to a statement, the countries are planning a coordinated response, including a mission to Brussels. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. Saudi Arabia, Turkey and Pakistan have signed a joint defence agreement to boost their collective security. It states an attack on either of them would be regarded as an attack against them all. Police in Thailand say a student has killed seven people in a northern Bangkok suburb, including teachers at his school and earlier two of his grandparents. The 14-year-old then shot himself. Nine people are in a critical condition. Thailand's Prime Minister said the shooter's friend had told police he'd been under great stress. He said his actions suggested he'd clearly planned the attack. The Africa Centres for Disease Control says communities must play a bigger role in tackling the rapidly spreading Ebola outbreak in eastern Congo. Its head told the BBC that involving village leaders could help counter misinformation, detect cases early, and promote safer burial practices. BBC News.